Hey, you guys, it's Meeks in your area. I have my husband joining in today with me, of course. Today is February 15th, 2021. I hope everyone had a beautiful Valentine's Day. I am and my husband are still doing our Valentine's Day vacation, but still gotta work. So, husband, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, you already know. This is husband.
So, like I said, I hope everyone had a beautiful and amazing Valentine's Day. I know I did. I know my husband did. And like I said, we're still basically vacationing. I hope nobody got ghosted. I hope there wasn't no side chick stories going on or whatever the case may be. So I'm just gonna get right to it. So like I kind of miss out some stuff, but I'm piecing it back together. I seen in today's news Meek Mill's and Tekashi 6ix9ine get into a shooting match that almost turned physical outside of an Atlanta nightclub. They said there wasn't much love ahead of Valentine's Day, at least in Atlanta, where early hours, Meek Mill's and Tekashi 6ix9ine got into a heated exchange that fell short of a full physical on a physical fight. While it appeared that the two men coincidentally ran into each other in the parking lot near the club, Meek is now claiming that Tekashi purposely targeted him into some sort of an attempt to set him up by provoking him in a physical altercation. Meek says he was walking to his car and his crew in security when Tekashi appeared and started yelling at him. The two rappers and their respective security team got into a shooting match with Tekashi 6ix9ine accusing Meek Mills of working with the cops. In Meek's version of exchanging, his claim is that he claimed that feds sent Tekashi to take me out. The feds sent him to take me out. Had to spit on him, so he retreated. Really, waited outside the club for me. So basically, I'm not gonna keep on reading into it. So basically, what it is saying is that Tekashi is claiming that Meek Mills is basically a snitch and stuff like that, and that Meek Mills is saying that, like, well, he trying to linger me basically outside the club, so when I come outside the club or whatever, because he spit on me inside the club, so when I come outside the club, he wanted to go with the rah, 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 whatever the case may be. So my thing is this: hey, when spit or hands leave your body, you have the right. I don't care what. I mean, I have been taught this, I'm sure anybody who listened and tuned in have been taught, oh, when you hit someone, don't hit them back, go and tell someone. But as an adult, if you hit me, your ass go get hit back. That's simple as that. And I hope that they don't dot me from saying ass, but it is what it is. Because if you hit me or you spit on me, that's the lowest thing that you can do. The lowest thing. That is so disgusting. You spit on me in a club, I'm not waiting until we get outside the club. I guess I'm gonna have to be paying for somebody's club. We got enough money to hash this out. It may be a free fall, but I'm gonna thrash that ass in that club. Trust and believe that you won't spit on anybody else. How do you feel about that, husband?
I'm gonna say it like this: gangsters move in silence. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Meek Mill or everybody knows Tekashi, Daniel, is a rat. The biggest rat in the world. Everybody knows this. And it wasn't like it wasn't public about who he ratted on, why he ratted, or whatever, the feeling he felt that he ratted. Mm-hmm. Well, my thing is this. I guess he feel like he was attacked because Meek Mill's made songs about him snitching when he came home, this, that, and the third. And the lady who's over Def Jam now, she snitched on the cartel. And so I guess he feel like, oh, you work for a rat, so that makes you a rat too. You know what I'm saying? So, and if you think about it, that's the way some people feel. Like, how you gonna call me a rat, but you work for a rat? A rat is a rat, either way you put it. Mm-hmm. If you snitching, you telling about something that didn't happen to you, or if it did happen to you, a rat is a rat. A real gangster gonna keep it in the street, real silent, real smooth. You're not gonna know it. You're not gonna see it. You're just gonna hear about it. So it is what it is, man. Like, y'all need to let bygones be bygones and kill that shit, because at the end of the day, it's still people out here that listen to 6ix9ine with his music.
Yep.
And Meek Mill knows his fan base ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
So what's the use of y'all two beefing and bickering? God forbid one of y'all end up dying behind it.
Stupid.
And then it's gonna be, oh, well, they should have left it alone. This should have been this. This should have been that. But you don't have nobody in their corner or nobody in their ear telling them, like, yo, dead it. You know what I mean? Like, leave it where it is. If it's in the street, it's in the street. Leave it up there. Y'all got security. If you got to, get a restraining order. You ain't got to be around somebody. Somebody ain't got to be around you. If you in a club and you see him in the club and you think it's going to be a problem, be the bigger man. Get up and be like, you know what? Let's ride.
That's right.
Or you go to the manager and you tell the manager, listen, he in the club, I'm in the club, it's going to be a problem, so what you want to do? And 9 times out of 10, the manager will tell you, like, yo, either you and your crew go to VIP and we'll keep him down here, or we'll send him up to VIP and keep y'all down here. So it's not like y'all on the same level, you know what I'm saying?
Either way, yep.
Or like I said, may the bigger man win, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's going to be the bigger person? Yeah, it's 2021, man. Like, anybody got time for sneak dissing, talking behind nobody back? If you gonna say something, say it to that man's face, vice versa. Be the bigger person. Get up, walk away. Or do it like you see, like the presidents do. Hold a debate.
They ain't gonna go through all that.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, it's like you said, 2021. That's the problem with the world today.
Life's too short.
Yeah, that's the problem with the world today. If I got a problem with that man, why can't I go to that man and tell that man my problem? Why I got to go behind his back to tell somebody else my problem with him so they can go and tell him and twist it into their own version?
I feel you.
If I got a problem with you, I'm going to come to you and tell you, listen, this is my problem with you. If you don't like it, it's only two ways we can handle it. We're going to handle it like men, or we're going to handle it like gangsters.
All I'm saying is 2021. Let bygones be bygones. Tekashi 6ix9ine won't be the first snitch, and he sure as hell won't be the last one. So we gonna leave it like that, because it's whack. It's getting tiring. It's, I mean, don't get upset about what anyone who tune in and be like, I don't like the way what they're saying. But it is what it is. It used to be a saying. My mom was big on that. Here today, going tomorrow. Now it's here today, going today. Life is too short to sit here and bickering and going back and forth. Like I said, he will not be the first snitch. He will not be the last one. There's too many people out there who do snitch out there, and they just don't care. So, moving along, let it be, like husband said, let bygones be bygones, or hash it out like two grown men. And if not, then that it. It's a wrap. So, moving on from that, baby. Everybody I know Lori Harvey. If you don't, okay, let me put a little spin on it. Lori Harvey is Steve Harvey's stepdaughter. That she has his last name. He adopted her. So, basically, it is his daughter. by, you know, but it's previous from her, his wife previous marriage, I think Miss Margie Harvey or whatever the case may be. And he been in Lori Harvey life since she was like, I guess, knee high to a little girl. So basically he adopted her. Her name was Lori Harvey. If you're not familiar with her, she is very big of dating high end men, meaning like Diddy's son, Future, and the list go on. She go, and the list goes on and on.
She with Michael B. Jordan right now.
Now, and Future she was with. So now she's with actor Michael B. Jordan. And he pulled out all the stops for Valentine's Day. This dude went in for Valentine's Day. She got, as they said, the bag. She got the bag. I want to know how long this one's going to last. Hopefully she ain't ran into the right one or whatever that she can settle down with, and maybe he'll marry her or whatever. Because I'm just saying, as females out here, you know what I'm going to say, but I ain't going to say it. Because you ain't hear it from me. But I know that thing gets tired. You know what I'm saying? They get tired. And I know, I don't understand that she don't get tired. Because you ain't gonna tell me these men that you dating ain't, you know, I don't know if it's youngins who's tuning in. But if you're under 18, this ain't for you. If you're 21 and over, this is for you. And if you have an attitude about it, this ain't for you. Because guess what? It's my opinion, and everybody else have their opinion. You know, Kim Kardashian, and you know her trade ins and outs. Who else that has done it big like this? Her, Lori Harvey, Kim Kardashian, and I forgot who they were saying. But anyway, so for Valentine's Day, what he did was I think her I don't know if it was her birthday. No, I don't think it was her birthday. But I believe it was for, because her birthday he did like really big for her birthday. But for Valentine's Day, like he rented out a whole aquarium for just him and her and stuff. He rented out an aquarium and in a room, all kinds of stuff. And it was just flowers. Every room you go into, flowers. It was just so gorgeous. It was like something straight out of a movie. Like, he pulled all the stops. Like, it was just them in the, them for Valentine's Day. And he just, it looked like, it was just like a garden of flowers in there. It was gorgeous. Everywhere you walk, it was flowers. Everywhere on the bed was flowers. Music was playing. You know, it was really beautiful. It's romantic. But, I mean, he did that. He went in and did that very, very well. Kudos to him. So, hopefully this is the one for her. Hopefully that she can be good with that one. Valentine's Day was popping yesterday. The baby, he bought his daughter so much little stuff, teddy bears and stuff, and that was his Valentine's. Cardi B husband, he told her that she worked too hard and to relax a little, and you know, like she said, being from New York, you always gotta work so hard for whatever everything you do. We know that we're from New York, so. But they had the little girl at the beginning, like, you know, she was at dinner giving her mommy roses and little gifts, and it was supposed to be from her dad, but she was like, no, it's mine, and giving to her mommy and snatching back. So that was so cute. It was very, very cute. I'm trying to think. Other news. What you got going on?
Okay, so we're going to go back to the first story we talked about.
Oh, first story.
With Lori Harvey and
Michael. No, that was that was the second story.
Okay, the second story.
Don't go and leave it a B.
I'ma leave it a B. I'm just saying. Get the want for that one.
For what? Why?
Because, like, look at her background.
You can't go there.
You get the want, bro. Why? Like, you trying to outdo all the other dudes that she done been with. Like, that's gonna keep her. No, once your bank account hit below a certain number, she's gonna move to the next person that got the highest number. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the want for that one. And the baby, that's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, I love the way him and his daughter relationship is.
So cute.
That's the way any real father is supposed to have their kids. You know what I mean? Like, they supposed to be first, and no matter whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's
cool. I'm gonna leave that like that. You know what I mean? I could go further with the other one I was just talking about, but I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? But if anybody got any side things they want to add on to it, you know what I mean? I have no problem with relaying the message.
I'm putting the sunglasses on right now. Shade.
If anybody got anything else they want to say, you know what I mean? I can relay the message.
Shade.
Because I'm pretty sure he might hear it, he might not hear it, but you know what I mean?
This ain't that's Wakanda. My new word. Shay. And this ain't Wakanda forever.
Nah, this ain't Wakanda. And she ain't one of the queens that's in
it. Okay, so. Nasisi. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. 2021. No, we ain't getting no none of them. So, everybody know who Tessica Brown is? You know who Tessica Brown is?
Yeah, the Gorilla Glue.
Here we go. Well, she want people to call Tessica Brown, not the Gorilla Glue Lady or whatever.
So why she did it?
You never know what goes through.
Nah, ain't no one here. You gonna tell me, I use Got to Be Glue. They don't even look the same. One got a gorilla on it, another one don't.
No, she knew it wasn't. She had ran out and her son had a car. And? So she was like, well, Gorilla Glue
might should have waited.
So, females, you know, because sometimes, you know, we have our little hair be fizzed up or it be raining, and
if you got a phone and your son got a phone, you should have called him and told him to bring you some Got to Be Glue back.
And you got to put that, you know, put that up and then get a strand. I mean, not everybody has that blessed gene to be like, you know what, I can just go about my business and don't do that or do bare minimum to their hair, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
and I got a question. Who would keep Got to Be Glue in the bathroom under the sink? Because I know 9 times out of 10, that's where you keep your Got to Be Glue. So that means you had to go either in the garage or in the kitchen somewhere glue.
She was gluing like a toilet seat or a cabinet or something.
Gluing a toilet seat?
Or a cabinet. You never know.
Nah. She had to go get that.
Nah. But it says okay. So it says, you know, she's been the talk for the last 2 weeks now. And they're saying, you know, it looks like she's ready to give back to a charity. You know, following her Gorilla Glue incident, she had received free removal procedures from Dr. Michael Obeng. I don't want to pronounce his last name wrong. Obeng. And there were even a GoFundMe page made to help her out. So her GoFundMe page made a whopping 21K in donations. 21K. That's 21,000.
Hold on.
Let me finish. And she got a manager. So our manager confirms that she will be donating most of that money to Restore Foundation. According to TMZ, the nonprofit organization provides reconstructive surgeries for people around the world. According to our manager, Tessica wants to donate the money to ensure that people who need these types of reconstructive procedures can have access to them, even if they cannot afford them. Tessica was also inspired by her doctor who founded the Restore in 2008. So he's certified. He's a certified plastic surgeon who provides free reconstructive surgery and related medical services to children and adults with disfiguring from birth accident diseases involving not only head and neck, but extremities, trunks, and breasts. So, that's amazing that she wants to give back, but, it's so, the thing that bothers me, and I've seen a lot of people talk either on, TikTok or, YouTube or whatever, a lot of people have very much negative vibes to say, meaning, she just put some glue on here. She knew better. And she's getting all of this money. And why? There's people out here with problems and things of that nature who need it more, or going through something in life. And all she did was get glue on her hair. This is what people are talking about out there. Which I kind of understand the frustration, because it is a lot. I mean, a lot of people. We got homeless people out there who cannot help themselves. We got other people out there who, you know, need medical stuff or whatever. Like, I'm oxygen dependent. There's other people out there, like, you know, like, is there a way that can put something that you don't have to wear oxygen or whatever? Or, matter of fact, the biggest thing that's out there that I wish that they had some kind of care for was for that cancer. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, because I lost both of my parents to cancer. So, and I lost other people to cancer. I lost friends to cancer. See, so I feel like that what she did, yes, like, you did that to yourself. You self-inflicted on to yourself. Other things that people cannot help and they did not self-inflict on themselves. Yes, I feel that pain of people who saying that. And there's no hate. I don't want nobody to say, oh, they hate. No. Don't get it twisted. No one asked for any kind of funding or money. But I think that it should never have been a page to set up a GoFundMe page. That's my opinion. Because she was an adult. It wasn't like it was a kid who went in the bathroom, or a kid and went in the kitchen and put it, like how babies do, they'll take things that they may think is powder, shampoo, whatever, and rub it all in their little hair and stuff like that. Or make a mess in the kitchen, spill over sugar or cereal or milk, or taking their bottle and spraying milk, or taking off their pamper and, you know, poop everywhere and stuff like that. I don't feel that this grown woman sat there and actually put Gorilla Glue in her head. I cannot, I just don't see it. I can't fathom it. I can't digest it. I just don't understand what the heck was wrong with her. Instead of them taking it out her head, they should have let her rock that helmet. Yes, because it was hard like a helmet. They should have let her rock it and then just kept doing MRIs to see what it made her brain decide to tick and do that. That's what I got to say about it. Because that just don't make any sense at all to me. We got a daughter who's 11, and she knows better not to do that. You can read things and you know not to do that. That was crazy. That's just crazy. That's like you putting them on. I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea if you're listening. Please nobody try this. Like, okay, that's like you going to get your nails done and one of your nails come off. So you go get the Gorilla Glue to put it back on so it can stay on. You ain't going to have no feelings for life. No feelings for life. Bro, I'm dead serious. No feelings for life. Just nails and my glue. Gorilla. look at him. What you think, baby? I'm your husband. You know, I want to know my name. I call you my pet, baby.
Let me say it like this, and maybe I'm wrong, but to each his own, I shall lie. It is what you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did it. She got famous from it. Whether she was trying to or not, she got famous from it.
She had to be looking for some kind of fame.
But my thing is this.
You took it to TikTok. Nah, come on, man.
My thing is this. Use the fame for good, not for doing other dumb s. And the money that she got, you know what I mean? Like, if you gonna put it towards anything, put it towards something that's good. Like, if he's already doing reconstructive surgeries for free, why am I donating to that? What is my donation gonna do? You see what I'm saying?
Because that's what he do.
Now, if you want to donate to something, there's hungry kids out here. There's homeless kids out here. You know what I mean? Like, donate to something that's going to matter in the long run. Or start your own program with the money that you got. Put it back into your community. Build your community up. I'm pretty sure somewhere where you live in that neighborhood or in another neighborhood, it's a house that's torn up, boarded up, or whatever. Take some of that money, get it redone. Buy the property from whoever owned it for cheap. Get it redone and sell it for more. Or either rent it out to somebody that you know that may be homeless. Start a program. You know what I'm saying? Like, feed the kids in the neighborhood on the weekend. When the parents, Saturday and Sunday. Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Like, open a rec. Do something. But don't just throw it away. And people are going to bring their kids because you have a new fame. Whether it's good or bad, fame is fame.
Somebody gonna be copying that.
Somebody's gonna bring their kids over there, even if it ain't nothing. But like, you know what I mean? Like, just think about it.
Bring their kids over who?
I'm saying, like, if, say she take our money and open a recreation center in her neighborhood, right? Just for the kids. Get a little pool table, ping pong table. Have it on the weekends to where adult from the neighborhood come and read books to the kids, or you know what I'm saying? Like, or the police department come and meet the kids, or. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just anything. Just so you can build a community relationship. To say, okay, well, I did something dumb, but I did something good out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I did this bad. That's just like people who sell drugs, right? They know it's dumb. But it's a reason they taking that chance. Nobody's just out there to be out there. But I feel as if you're out there, instead of going to jail, they should make you pay a tax.
You're getting off the topic, babe.
No, I'm not. Because what she did was dumb.
And
take the money that she got from it, from her GoFundMe page, and do something good with it. And it just goes to show you, as the world that we're in today, they love to pay for dumb shit. I mean, dumb stuff. But if somebody on GoFundMe and they need, my kids is hungry, or I'm a disabled person, they won't donate money to that. You see what I'm saying? They want to donate money to the, I got Gorilla Glue on my hair. Oh, I just stuck my cat in the microwave. They want to donate money to the dumb stuff. And like you said, donate money to cancer. Donate money to St. Jude. And if your boss is so happy that you donate half of it, tell him or her to donate another half. Won't they match with your, whatever you donate, why don't they match it? Because me and my wife, whenever we have extra, we donate to St. Jude. We donate to the Cancer Foundation. And we give back. On the holidays, we go and feed the homeless. We make plates out of our own food and take it downtown to feed the homeless. I'm not going to say downtown where, because nobody needs to know where we live at. But we go and feed the homeless.
up. So, lesson learned. Hopefully, she learned her lesson. Hopefully. I hope so. Because it's not cool. It's really not cool. Now, other than that, everybody was talking about the Nas X or whatever with him getting his boobies done. I don't think that's real.
It's real.
I see it, but
it's real. It's real. He did a commercial on TV. It's real.
They showed it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So he did that. But I heard they're a huge, like...
And on TV, he said you can look up his TikTok.
Oh, okay.
It's real. I don't understand it.
I'm not going to get on that, but listen, I'm just going to say...
If we're going to get on it, if you're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it.
I ain't going to talk about it now.
Because I feel like... Like I said, everybody has their own life. Everybody's going to do what they want to do in life. And as another human being, you can't judge nobody or say nothing to nobody because of what they do or how they do it. If he want to have boobies, to him and whoever he with, may God bless him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as me, like, if I was a fan, that would lose me. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
I mean, that's what it is. What it is, it wouldn't lose me. I'm just like.
No, it would lose me because I'm a man. And how am I going to watch another man with breasts? You see what I'm saying? It would make me feel like, what are you doing, dude? Like, if you don't want to be with a woman, you want to be the man. That's different. Do you? But you ain't gotta alter your body. Not unless you're going through with the full change. You see what I'm saying?
Maybe he don't want to do.
So why would you get breasts, but you're not doing anything else?
Well, that's his business. So I'm just saying. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do, baby.
I'm going to leave it like that. We can rock out with it like that.
Other than that, in today's news, that's all that we have. I hope that you guys enjoy. I mean, I hope, like I say, your Valentine's Day was great. Nobody contacted us, but we're going to keep doing that. You know, we want you guys to weigh in. We want feedback. Good feedback. We also want people to come in and do Q&A's with us, and we also still want to do the ghosted situation, or if you had a significant other or you don't, or call or hit us up with like letters or anything, and we can read them on and give you our opinions as you know, if something happened on a date or something, you know. Or if you got a crush and stuff, like, they always be like, Man Crush Monday, hit us up. Let us reach out to your crush. Let us do that for you. Let's see if we can spark something. Let's see if it'll go somewhere. If it goes somewhere, we'll do, you know, a gift certificate to someone to see how that date, will sponsor your date for you type junk. If we can get you to someone that you got a crush on, I mean, a crush can be crush, you know, Man Crush Mondays, or, you know, Wednesday, and it'd be like Woman Crush Wednesdays, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. Either or, whatever, you know. But we're trying to do incorporate something like that, and setting people up on a date and then following up with them. If that interests you, please holler at us. Also, just definitely Q&A's, relationship. As people say, relationship goals, any question, marriage goals, any questions. We are married. We are married. It will be 14 years straight. So,
and we do counseling.
Yeah, we do counseling. No, not we do it. We give it out or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we give out counseling. Like, you need help with your marriage, your relationship.
We do it.
You're dating and you need help. You know what I mean?
We even ordain ministers.
So. Yeah, if you're dating and you want to get married, holler at us. We ordain ministers. We mm-hmm. can practice in a lot of states that a lot of ministers can't go to. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So there's a little bit about us and stuff like that. So we know we are. We still learning. Every day is a teaching game. You're never too old to stop learning. So, I mean, but we can give our advice to take it and, you know, and stuff like that. We even do paternity tests. So, let me know how y'all, like, if you know somebody, like, this ain't Maury, but we do offer that as well. I mean, your girl over here got the license for medical and all that and stuff. So if you want us to open it up here and then just be discreet and with you and the other person, we can do that too. But hit us up. Also, you know, you can follow me on Always Meeks, AlwaysMeeks on the gram. That's on Instagram, Always Meeks. You can email me at Mecha516, that's MECHA516 at yahoo.com to, you know, leave me messages like that, what you want me to talk about, what you want us to talk about. Like I said, we're in it. I'm trying to be consistent and giving y'all content or whatever, you know. So with further ado, you know what is about to go down. Take your arms, wrap around yourself, hug yourself, not the crazy kind of hug, love yourself, respect yourself, because if not, no one else will do it. Also, depression is real, so if you're depressed or anything that's going on, please reach out to someone. I don't care, someone is always out there to listen. If not, reach out to me, I'll listen, and I will respond back. Also, please continue to follow us, ride out with us, tell mother, father, sister, cousin, brother, aunt, uncle, and the list goes on to, you know, tune in with us. Until next time, guys, we're out.